Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning comes from the Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter, where Jesus spoke to his disciples and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Our sermon hymn that we just sang is an adaptation, is what has become known in the United States as the Navy hymn. It was originally written about a young man, written as a prayer for a young man preparing to sail off to the United States. But this reworded version, it prays for protection from rock and tempest, fire and foe, wherever you may be, whether air, land, or sea. In our gospel text this morning is a reminder that wherever you find yourself, wherever you travel or not travel, the believer in Christ has Jesus' promise that you need to fear nothing because I am is with you. Our gospel text begins immediately following Jesus' feeding of the 5,000. The crowds had been following Jesus. They tried to go off to a desolate place, but the crowds followed them right out into the wilderness. 5,000 men plus women and children, all like sheep, helpless and harassed, like sheep without a shepherd. And Jesus has compassion on them, and he teaches them all the day long. And when it's late in the day, the disciples tell Jesus, "Well, it's late. Send them off into the villages to buy something to eat." And Jesus stuns them. He says, "Why don't you feed them?" Well, they had no idea what he was talking about. It would take at least a half year's salary to purchase enough food to feed the crowd. So just as God provided the Israelites with manna and quail in the wilderness for 40 years, Jesus fed the crowds with 5 loaves and 2 fish. As we get into our text, it's right after the disciples finished picking up all the leftovers. Jesus urged his disciples, "Get in the boat, go to the other side of the sea. I will dismiss the crowd and go up on the mountain to pray," which was his habit. And on the mountaintop, we're given a glimpse of the omniscient God clothed in the flesh of man. While he's up there on the land praying, he sees that out on the sea, the disciples are making headway painfully into a strong wind. And it's only after he finishes his prayers that he too decides to join them on the other side of the sea. From our text, about the 4th watch of the night, that is between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came to them, walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. The important thing to notice in the text here is Jesus did not come out into the sea to rescue the disciples. It says that he meant to pass by them. But while he was walking by, they saw him. And because of their hardness of hearts, they didn't recognize him. They were terrified. They thought it was a ghost. And that is the problem in the text. They were terrified of Jesus. No, they weren't terrified because they were in danger. They were not afraid of the wind. They weren't afraid of drowning. They were terrified of Jesus because they did not recognize him as the incarnate Son of God. Now, we read this and think, well, they've been with him for 2 years now. How could they not have recognized him? They've already witnessed his divine authority over heaven and earth in many different ways. And this is the 2nd time in Mark's gospel that Jesus showed his authority over the weather and the sea. They witness his power over diseases, over demons, and even death. And then he even sent them out, giving them authority to heal the sick and drive out demons in Jesus' name. Just before they got into the boat, they saw Jesus feed thousands, possibly 15,000 people, with a little more than a couple fish sandwiches. So Jesus, seeing the terrified disciples, calls out to them and calms their fears. Our text says they were utterly astonished, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. Even after Jesus got into the boat, they didn't get it. They didn't know where Jesus came up with all these loaves of bread, all the fish to feed the thousands. They don't know how Jesus was able to walk across the sea. They're literally out in the dark. Well, it's easy for us to sit back and play armchair quarterback or look with 20/20 hindsight and be critical of the disciples. In reality, their hardness of hearts and unbelief perfectly describe you and me. You've read the eyewitness accounts recorded in Holy Scripture. Yet during your storms that blow up in your life, rather than trusting in the King of creation, you trust in your own self-sufficiency, your own knowledge and strength and determination. When Jesus finally does come to mind, you think, well, he's just off sitting somewhere on a mountaintop. And if he's up on the mountaintop, he's certainly not praying for good weather. You believe that he has abandoned ship and left you out in the middle of the ocean to drown. The disciples thought they were in peril, and Jesus was going to pass them by. And when you think you are in peril, you too think Jesus has passed you by. Just as Jesus allows the disciples to sail into difficult times, the truth is he allows you and me to also face difficult times, challenges to strengthen your faith, tribulations to make you lean on him. So the disciples were terrified because they thought Jesus was a ghost. But Jesus calms their fears, saying to them, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." In the original language, when Jesus says, "It is I," he's not identifying himself as just Jesus, the man in the flesh of man, he's proclaiming that he is the true God. He's saying, "I am." The Hebrew word for Yahweh that the Lord spoke to Moses out of the burning bush. He's saying, "Take heart, Yahweh." He's saying, "Take heart, I am. Do not fear. Wherever you are, I am. If you have me, I am. Nothing else in life is a danger because I am." Jesus has never promised to clear up your gloomy skies or your stormy seas. But for those in Christ Jesus, "I am" is with you in all storms. And even when there are blue skies, be they financial storms, physical, mental, relational, in your storms, take heart. Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." Take heart. Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of light." Take heart. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. In our Old Testament lesson, Noah and his family, 8 people in all, faithfully trusted God. They entered the ark, God slammed the door shut behind them, and they sailed off into the greatest storm ever known to mankind, ever known to creation. But God brought them safely through the water. It was a year locked inside the ark, and when they exited the ark, everything had been destroyed. Nothing was the same. The landscape had changed, the atmosphere had changed. God even put the instinct of fear in the animals of man after they left the ark. Everything was new, but Noah and his family did not fear. Yahweh was with them, and he had protected them for the past year, and they knew he would continue to provide and protect them. And the Lord God made a covenant with Noah, never again to destroy the earth by means of a flood. It was the Lord God who established the covenant between he and Noah. Noah simply sat back and received God's grace. Brothers and sisters in Christ, take heart, because God has established a covenant between he and you. Jesus does all the work. You too simply sit back and receive his promises. Take heart, I am. Do not be afraid. When you are drowning in your sin and your transgressions, Jesus did not pass you by. The Lord of creation saw that you were a helpless sheep, harassed by all kinds of things, in need of a shepherd. Jesus says to you, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And on that Good Friday, Jesus did lay down on the altar of the cross and shed his very own blood, trading his life for your life. He died for your sin of hardness of heart. He died for your sin of doubting that he was there, for thinking that he had abandoned you. And then, after he died and rose from the dead, he credited it all to your account. His own suffering, his own death, and he made a covenant with you in the waters of holy baptism. St. Peter writes that just as Noah and his family were brought safely through the flood waters, 8 persons in all, baptism now saves you. It's not the covenant that you made with God. It's the covenant that God made with you. You were dead in your trespasses. Dead men can't do anything. So God made the covenant between himself and you and placed you within the safety of his holy ark, the ark of the Christian church. Now, this ark was not built by the hands of Noah out of gopher wood. The ark of the Holy Christian Church was built with bloody hands that come nailed to the cross, the bloody hands of Jesus. And he built the holy ark out of the wood from the cross, conquering the storms of sin, death, and the devil. Fellow redeemed, whether you are in the air, land, or sea, whatever your situation, stormy skies or blue skies, Jesus has a message for you. Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid. You can live without fear because you know that Jesus has already died your death. And yeah, it is true, if Jesus doesn't return really soon, you might face physical death and be buried, but that's nothing too tough for Jesus. Your body will not remain in the grave. Physical death is not the end. You have Jesus' promise. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. and everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.